White, J.E. White, Emma. Skowhegan, Maine. November 29th, 1871. Dear Edson and Emma, we came to this place last night. We were heartily welcomed by Brother Atwood's family. We had excellent meetings in Richmond. The Adventists that have been prejudiced against us by falsehoods being circulated came to hear us. The Reed Meeting House was filled, and we never saw a congregation pay better attention. Your father and mother had perfect liberty, and the prejudice of the people was greatly removed. The Sabbath keepers were much strengthened and encouraged. The roads were muddy, yet some came 5 miles to the meeting who had been very much prejudiced against us. We think the time has come to do something in this state. Winter is better than summer, for in summer everyone has to work hard in order to obtain a living. Flour, white, is from $9 to $10 per barrel. Graham is $8 a barrel, and everything is equal to this. Apples are $6 per barrel. In the winter, farmers are at leisure to hear, and it is the best time to get the truth before them. We see much to do. We desire to get out our writing. We cannot have a favorable chance to write at Battle Creek, and have about decided to do our writing in the East. Lucinda will be my copyist. Father will return to Battle Creek to the conference, and we remain East. He will return in the East in a few weeks, and then we shall labor Sabbath and Sundays and write during the week. There is as intelligent a class of people here as we have anywhere in the world. All are greatly attached to Father, and those who heard him in 43 and 44 are attached to him now. Well, children, how do you prosper spiritually? Are you interested in heavenly things? Or are your affections, your anxiety, and interest in temporal things? When you, my dear children, live up to the light that God has given you, when you are faithful and obedient, serving God with willing, cheerful hearts, then God will work for you, and His blessing will abide upon you. His prospering hand will attend you. But if you neglect sacred things, and choose your own course, and are indifferent to the claims God has upon you, then He will leave you to your own judgment to pursue your own course. If you would have the blessing of God, you must comply with the conditions God has laid down in His Word. If you make the things of this life your first business, and eternal things secondary, you will not realize the promise of God in your case. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Matthew 6, verse 33-32. It is important that you make a practical application of the promises of God to yourselves. If you comply with the conditions, and then believe, God will verify His promises, and you will not fail of receiving the peace of Christ in your hearts. But if you are indifferent to the claims God has upon you, you must not expect the blessings resting upon the faithful and obedient. His servants ye are, to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey. May God help you, my dear children, to more earnestly turn your attention to heavenly things. Cultivate the graces of the Spirit, and every day seek to perfect Christian character, that you may be formed without fault before the throne of God. We want to hear from you. Do not fear to write fully and freely your feelings. Emma, I want very much to hear from you. Direct your letter to Bordeville, Vermont. Much love to you both. We pray for you every day. In haste, from your mother. Father says you had better direct your letter to South Boston.